the restrictions that are in place right now are actually not restrictions. We're voluntarily asking the community to conserve water to the best of their ability. We've moved to level two of the city's drought management plan. We're reaching out to customers now a little bit more aggressively and extensively to encourage them to do additional conservation, because we're reaching a point where we think the temperature and stream flows are such that we may have difficulty in meeting current demands, both on the raw water side as well as the potable water side.
What is the source of Glenwood Springs water supply?
The city has two primary sources. One is No Name Creek, and the other is Grizzly Creek. We also have an emergency source if we have an issue with one of those two primary sources, where we can take water out of the Roaring Fork River for an interim basis.
What's the problem that's creating these conservation measures?
We're starting to see stream flows in our raw water sources, the No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, that are starting to drop. This happens every year. A typical year, we start taking diversions from Grizzly Creek maybe in late August or early September. We had to start doing that in June this year because stream flows were so low. We are currently in pretty good shape. We're actually able to get the water supply that we need in order to meet the current demands of the city and the users. But if stream flows continue to drop like they normally do this time of year, then what we're really concerned with is being able to balance stream flows between Grizzly Creek and No Name Creek to not only meet our demands as a community, but also the demands of the users downstream of where we take our water. People within the community have asked, why are we not on mandatory restrictions at this point? And that really comes down to our experiences in the past. When mandatory restrictions went into place, we actually saw higher demands in the system. And it seems counterintuitive, but when people are kind of only allowed to water on certain days and at certain times, they water a lot on those given days and those given times. And so we actually saw increases in our demands. What seems to work better for this community, or at least it has in the past, is just voluntarily asking all the customers to conserve. And the citizens have listened, they have cut back, and we've been able to do a good job of keeping our levels where they need to be.
How much water is Glenwood expected to send downstream?
Our goal for No Name Creek is to maintain 2 cubic feet per second downstream of our intake. And that 2 cubic feet per second number was arrived at with conversations with the Division of Wildlife as well as the Division of Water Resources. We check our diversion structure daily to make sure that the flow that's passing by to the downstream users is meeting that goal of 2 cubic feet per second. We're right about at that level or a little bit low, and so we're faced with the decision of having to bring more water over from Grizzly Creek, which we hope to not have to do, because then that impacts stream flows in Grizzly Creek. And what we would rather see is our production numbers decrease. So we encourage conservation by customers, get that number down so we don't have to bring additional water over from Grizzly.
Brad Zogman, thanks very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.